Hey, greetings, sister. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, today I want to talk about respect versus reverence. And this pertains to Ephesians 5:33. Let's go there and read it. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Now, before we go into that, I just want to share with you that Brother Jim was helping a brother and his wife in many areas between husbands and wives who are trying to serve the Lord. And one of these areas that made me want to, well, I was listening to it and I thought, hey, it made me want to do an audio for you because I don't think I've delved into the subject for quite a while. I may have in the past, but anyway, it's always a good reminder to keep bringing these things up because we all need reminders. I know the sisters and I are always sometimes repeating the same things, but every single day we need many reminders because there's so many things that our flesh wants to crowd us in. And one of those things could be some feminism may creep in. And what I want to do is kind of expose a little bit of that in the word respect versus reverence. Because a lot of people say Ephesians 5:33 means a wife is to respect her husband. But that's not what it says. Let's look at the definition of respect. It says admiration for someone or something based on qualities or achievements. So basically, if we look at Ephesians 5:33 and say, and the wife see that she respect her husband, that means she's going to respect him based on his qualities and achievements. Now, if he's not a very smart man and doesn't have a lot of achievements, she's not going to have much respect for him, then is she? And then you get a wife that has a husband who can do everything. She may have a great respect for him. But that's not what God's word says. It says, see that she reverence her husband. And the Greek meaning for reverence is frightened, be alarmed, afraid, revere. That's totally different than respect, isn't it? So what we're going to do now is I want to pull up Brother Jim's, what he said when he was talking to this brother and his wife about reverence. And I want to read that to you. Hold on. I was making my notes. And what he said then that really I thought was something that would help us understand what reverence is. It's like having a fear of authority that you don't want to have conflict, or the fear of being out of God's order, because we see the headship order that God has set up in there, and women are to be subject and obedient to their husbands. We see the man is the head of the household. We see those in many scriptures, 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 11, Colossians 3, Ephesians 5. As you read through all that, you can clearly see the headship order. Now, that's what reverence is talking about. Reverence is something, an authority line that God has set up, and we revere the authority line that God has set up. And let me go into some of the Greek, the Greek word for reverence. I'm going to read a few scripture verses where that word is used in other areas to give us a general idea of what this word and this concept means. Okay, so I pulled up the Greek word in the King James, and I'm going to read some of these scripture verses for you. There's a lot, and I'm just going to pick a few here and there so we can get a concept of what reverence really means. Luke 1:13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias. That word fear is the reverence one. Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Here's another one. Listen to the word fear. That would be the one, that would be the corresponding word for the Greek word for reverence. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Okay, here's another one. Luke 19:21. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man, and thou takest up what thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And here's another one, Luke 22:2. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Okay, here's a different way to look at it. Galatians 2:12. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. This is talking about Peter. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Here, we'll pick one more. Like I said, there's many, many references in here. You can go read for yourself, do a search, and wrap your mind around what this reverence really means. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Okay, so what we're seeing is when we go through those scripture verses and look into the Greek meaning of reverence, it's not respect, because this reverencing, a wife reverencing her husband, has nothing to do with his achievements or his accomplishments or how smart he is or anything he does. It's all about the authority line. So what we're seeing as women with our husbands is God has given him the authority. And that's something we are to revere, reverence, because he has the authority in the home. He's the man given the authority. And we see through the scripture verses that I read, it gives us a well-rounded view of what that is. And as Brother Jim said, it is the authority that has been given them that we revere. And on the other hand, I know some of you are saying, well, you know, quite honestly, a woman might want to say, well, it'd be easier to respect him than revere him, because maybe you have a husband that's not doing what he should be doing biblically, whether he's an unbeliever or whether he has some flesh in himself as a believer. I'm going to show you what God's word says men are supposed to do and what we do if they don't follow that. So it says in, I believe it's Ephesians 5 again, men are to love their wives as Christ loved his ecclesia. So they are commanded to do that. And it goes on and on in there to explain to them how to do that. In Colossians 3:19, it says, husbands are not to be bitter against their wives. And in 1 Peter 3:7, it tells husbands to honor the wives. And honor means to treat them as something precious, esteem her to a high degree. And I know maybe some of you women are sitting there going, there ain't no way my husband does any of that. Well, I got news for you, sisters. It doesn't matter. God's word says what it says, and God commands a wife to reverence her husband. Has nothing to do with his actions. Now, obviously, if a husband is trying to lead a wife into sin and trying to force her into that, we are to step out from underneath his authority and obey God instead of him and not commit that sin. But in all things, a wife is to obey her husband. Now, here's something I just want to give you a little consolation on. If a woman does not reverence her husband and a husband's not doing what he's supposed to, they're both in sin. And God's going to deal with both of them. Now, I don't want any of us to be in that situation, sisters, where we are in sin. So we need to focus on this and think about this. Reverencing a husband is, it's his duty. He's got a high command and a high calling on God, or from God. The authority given to him is it's pretty big. I guess I'm not really sure how to describe it other than maybe look at the police officers. Brother James is always saying that. The police officers have the authority behind them. And so say you're driving down the road and you go a mile or two over, not necessarily sinful. Maybe the car speedometer isn't working. Maybe you just went a mile or two and it's not like you were speeding on purpose. So the police officer stops. Now, there's usually somewhat of a fear of, oh, I might get a ticket, have to pay a fine, going to be on my record. Oh, I should have been watching better, should have done something. We're reverencing the authority that that person has. And that's how Brother James is explaining this. A woman reverences the authority that her husband has. You see how that doesn't have anything to do with what he does? God says we are to reverence our husbands. So hopefully that helps us understand that. Now, in order for us to do such things and have and cultivate characteristics and qualities, we have to study scriptures like that. We have to ask the Lord to maybe change our heart if we have a problem with that. Let him help these teachings sink deep within us so we can understand them. And to just pick one of these things out without all the rest of the commands for women would be really hard to do, because if we look at the commands for women, 1 Peter 3, a meek and quiet spirit. Now, if we have a meek and quiet spirit, that goes right along with reverence, doesn't it? We also see in 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 14, how women are to be silent in the body. The men have the authority. So if we look at God's word as a whole and we see all the commands for women being shamefaced, meek, quiet, reverencing husband, not overstepping our bounds, teaching men, not trying to usurp their authority, it kind of all flows together. So hopefully that helps you and me too as well. It kind of went deeper in me as he was doing his teachings and as I did my own digging. And it's a good reminder for us. We need to keep going over these because you can focus on one and another one kind of slides by the wayside. And there's always that flesh to deal with. So we need to keep reminding each other of such things, sharing examples, sharing our lives. And communication is good because what we've noticed as the sisters, as we all communicate, one will flow to the other. And that's how God's body works. So just to wrap this up, reverence versus respect. Reverence is something God demands a woman give to her husband because of the authority that has been given to him. And respect, that is something that is based on a person's achievements. And just to go there real quick, to think about basing respect off somebody's achievements, it's kind of not necessarily a biblical aspect on there because now we are giving honor and glory to somebody. There's nothing wrong with praising a husband and giving him, helping him, encouraging him along with what he's doing. But what more importantly would be the reverence of his authority. So hopefully that helps you, and praise God that we can share with one another, encourage, edify. And as we grow and mature in our walk, we just share that with one another, and God is glorified. So much love to you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.